With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. New Russian attacks on Ukraine. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russia has launched 120 missiles and 90 drones in a large-scale attack across Ukraine, targeting its energy infrastructure. Zelensky also said that Russia deployed various types of drones, including Shahed's, cruise, and ballistic missiles. He said Ukrainian defenses shot down 140 air targets. Russian strikes have hammered Ukraine's power generation capacity, prompting repeated emergency power shutdowns and nationwide rolling blackouts. The combined drone and missile attack was said to be the most powerful in 3 months. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, President Biden has for the first time authorized the use of U.S.-supplied long-range missiles by Ukraine to strike inside of Russia. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The decision, a major U.S. policy shift, and comes as Biden is about to leave office and President-elect Donald Trump comes in and pledges to limit support for Ukraine. Correspondent Nayan Kim on a fire in India that killed babies.
Outside a hospital in Jhansi City, family members argue with officials and police. The blaze tore through the neonatal intensive care unit, killing at least 10 newborn babies. We used to hear that the arrangements at this hospital were very good, but the alarm didn't go off after the short circuit. What kind of arrangement is this? Initial reports say the fire broke out due to a short circuit. According to local authorities, it spread quickly through the ward, where 55 infants were being treated. The government has ordered a high-level inquiry. I'm Nayan Kim.
An Israeli airstrike in Beirut today has killed Hezbollah's chief spokesman. This is SRN News. Pro-family groups are hoping that President Trump will make good on his campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition to transgenderism was emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads stated that, quote, Kamala is for they, them. President Trump is for you. The Biden administration made transgenderism a priority from day one, filing suit against states that are trying to outlaw sex change operations on little kids and keeping boys off of girls' sports teams and out of their bathrooms. Another several blocks of religious voters, Donald Trump fared roughly as well in his battle with Kamala Harris as he did in his fight with Joe Biden 4 years ago. But there's a notable difference this time. He did a lot better this year amongst Catholic voters. That's according to AP Votecast. In 2020, Catholics, one of the biggest blocks in the country, about evenly split this year, 54% for Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. California farmers devoting more land to pistachios, hardier and more drought-resistant in a state prone to having long periods of no rain.
The nut has surged over the past decade to become the state's sixth biggest agricultural commodity in value, generating nearly $3 billion last year. Industry experts say pistachio orchards can withstand drought better than some other crops and take less water per acre than the state's biggest nut crop, almonds. Much of the crop is headed to China, but experts say Americans also are eating more pistachios, too.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Today is Sunday, November the 17th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including film director Martin Scorsese. The icon is 82 years old today. Actor and director Danny DeVito, 80 years old. Basketball Hall of Fame coach Jim Boeheim, 80. This is SRN News.